USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Monday fully vaccinated U.S. citizens can visit Canada without restrictions beginning Monday, August 9th. The PM said, thanks to the rising vaccination rates and declining COVID-19 cases, we were able to move forward with adjusted border measures. End quote. A sixth Texas Democrat who ran away to Washington because of legislation they didn't like has been diagnosed with COVID-19 and is self-isolating. Texas Democrats released a statement on Monday that there will be no more daily updates on new cases of the lawmakers. More than 50 Texas Democrats arrived in Washington last week after leaving their home state on a private charter jet. No one was wearing masks. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on Monday named five Republicans to the Select Committee set to investigate the events of January 6th at the U.S. Capitol. The list includes Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has veto power over McCarthy's picks. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest. This time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
The first group of Afghan nationals who served as interpreters and translators for American forces in Afghanistan will be temporarily housed at Fort Lee, Virginia. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Afghans are in fear of retribution from the Taliban that continue to make gains across wide sections of Afghanistan as the U.S. military finishes its withdrawal after a war that lasted 20 years. Retired Admiral John Kirby, now the Pentagon spokesman, said the Army base will serve as only the initial relocation site.
The plan right now is to use existing housing infrastructure at Fort Lee to take care of these folks. After looking at what we could do, Fort Lee seemed appropriate to be able to meet that initial request for this initial group to be able to house both individuals and families.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
As inflation is taking hold of the American economy, the cause, how long its effects will last, and the proper way to deal with inflation varies greatly between economists and the federal government. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
In remarks on the economy Monday, President Biden tried to assuage concerns over inflation, saying that recent increases in consumer prices will be temporary because of a number of efforts the administration is taking to bolster the economy. But Ohio Congressman Mike Turner says that those efforts will actually make things worse. The Ohio Republican tells CNN that the administration's proposals contain too much unnecessary spending that in themselves will cause more inflation.
Well, government spending never decreases prices. I mean, it obviously has an inflationary impact, and you just have to balance that as to what's going on in the economy at the time. Now, so far, we have some inflation that's happening in the economy as a result of the hangover, if you will, of the effects of what COVID did in our economy. You know, the trucking industry, other delivery supply chains in which we see inflationary impacts. But the infrastructure bill is important to do. Everyone sitting at home knows the condition of bridges and roads and highways that need to be done. But at the same time, these extra trillions and trillions of dollars that are not necessarily infrastructure, that we've heard wild numbers between $3 and $6 trillion additional, those do have an inflationary impact.
The catastrophic fireworks explosion that injured 17 people last month in a South Los Angeles neighborhood was caused by human error after bomb technicians miscalculated the weight of the fireworks, Los Angeles Police Department Chief Michael Moore said in a news conference Monday. USA Radio News.